Welcome to the Eat Allergy Safe podcast, where it's all about solving the challenges of living with allergies so you can be more confident and stay allergy safe.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Here's your host. She's learning how to do a pirouette at her ballet class, Nina Modak.
Hello, hello. So it is Christmas week. Are you all excited? I know I am. I'm getting ready to make a big Christmas lunch. I'm just thinking of all the recipes and seeing friends. I hope you're all having a lovely time and enjoying the festive season. So today's episode, I'm going to be introducing you to another allergy mum. Now, I love allergy mums because they really are fighters and they are always trying to make the best in their life for their children. So I'm going to introduce you to a mum who has a little boy who has a nut allergy, like me. He also can't have peas and beans. And I think there are some other allergies as well, but you'll find out all about him, his mum, and how she's taught him to be a very confident little three-year-old. So without further ado, here is today's episode.
Welcome to the Eat Allergy Safe podcast. Today I have Donna Patterson with me. She is a mum, a blogger, and knows all about nut allergies and legumes and asthma and eczema. Welcome, Donna.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for agreeing to do the interview. I think, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Good, thanks.
So we connected a little while ago, a little earlier this year, because I did an article on eczema, asthma and allergies, and you were kind enough to give me your story to use in my research as well as post. So can you tell me a little bit for the listeners, how did you get involved in allergies and what's happened in your allergy journey so far?
Okay, so with no real background of allergies at all in the family, we found out when my son was 7 months old that he had a peanut allergy. He'd had quite a few rashes, which were passed off as various things when I took him to the doctor. But eventually, when I gave him peanut butter on toast, we worked out that that was a cause of allergy for him. He had a swelling reaction to it and lots of hives. And obviously going on from there, we then had some blood tests and it was confirmed to be a peanut allergy. Mm-hmm. And then we've gone on from there to have reactions to various other things, which are in the legume family and the nut family. So we've been avoiding ever since he's 3 years old.
Wow. So how has that affected your life so far?
It's meant that we've had to think a lot more about things that we're putting into food. Mm-hmm. And we've had to cook a lot more from scratch, which has been a bit of a learning curve for me because I wasn't very much of a cook beforehand. And just being really careful and making sure other people are aware of the allergy and the risks of cross-contamination. And products that may contain, of course, is the other red herring out there.
Yeah. And how old's your son now?
He's 3.
Okay, so he's still learning about his allergies.
He's really aware of it for his age. It's sort of one of those things that it makes me proud at the same time as feeling sorry for him to have to know all these things. But he is very aware of it, and he will say, you know, I'm not allowed to have nuts and I'm not allowed to have that, and seems to just accept it. I suppose it's all he's ever known, really.
As a nut allergy sufferer since I was like 9 months. Yep, pretty much.
Oh, really? You found out that young yourself?
Yeah, my mum tried me on peanut butter because I couldn't have dairy.
Oh, so it's the same kind of story, really.
Yeah, and then the diagnosis for me came at 3 years old when I was about to enter playgroup because they needed the form for playgroup.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, that's all I've known. And, yeah, it's great that he's so young and is asking about labels. And how have you managed to help him do that?
Obviously, he can't read or anything yet, but he knows that we have to check everything before he can have it. So he'll say, "Oh, mummy, can I have this one?" And he does make those checks himself, which makes me feel a bit better, because at least he's not just accepting foods and going for it and then worrying about the consequences later.
Yeah.
He knows that when we go to birthday parties that normally he's not going to be able to have the cake. But he also knows that I've got something packed in my bag most of the time that he can have as a backup.
Yeah.
And we are lucky to have some friends and some of his little friends' parents who have been ever so good with it and will check everything with me first. And, you know, sometimes I'm so grateful for that, because it means that he can go to the party and enjoy it normally without having to worry about it.
Oh, that's really great. And how have you been educating your friends and people who are coming into contact with your son?
Well, the nursery probably got quite sick of hearing it quite quickly, because it was a massive concern for me, you know, apart from all the normal worries about sending your child into daycare.
Yeah.
I was so, so anxious about it. But they've been brilliant. He's been there since he turned one when I went back to work. Mm-hmm. So they know the ins and outs of it, and they were there for some of the experiences of new allergens for him. So they sort of went through that journey with me a bit.
Yeah. Can you talk me through how you found out about the new allergies?
Yeah, sure. So there were a few incidents where I was giving him foods that he had previously, like one of them was baked beans, one of them was lentils, and one of them was peas. And he was coming up in a rash, and I was thinking, trying to pin it down to why he was getting hives, because there were no nuts in it. It wasn't a contained product. I was thinking, I think one of the items was like one of these kiddies meals from Marks and Spencer's. And I was thinking, well, are they labeling it wrong? Does it actually contain nuts?
Yeah.
And eventually it was on one of the UK nut allergy parents groups on Facebook where someone said, you know, you can be allergic to related things. And it was another kick in the teeth, really, because I hoped that it was just that one, and finding out quite a few more was another minefield to explore. But we were still in the learning stages of it anyway.
Yeah.
And after he'd had these reactions, we sort of drilled it down to what it could possibly be and went for more blood tests at the hospital. They confirmed he's allergic to peas, lentils, beans, and various different types of beans that are used in products as thickening agents and that kind of thing.
Oh, wow. And then I also know that this affected your son's eczema.
He did have eczema, yeah. Fortunately for him, and touch wood every step of the way, it seems to have cleared up a huge amount since we've avoided all the contact.
That's good.
I think the worst phase of it was before we knew about the legume allergy. So in hindsight, he was obviously getting quite a lot of exposure to things like peas and baked beans that are in lots of foods and served with kids' nursery meals all the time.
Yeah.
So once we'd stopped giving him those things, it hung around for a bit, you know, on the backs of his legs and the creases of his arms. And we used some products. We only ever wash him with an emollient. And we were moisturising him every day with moisturising cream.
And it
actually seemed to make it a lot better. And fortunately, it hasn't appeared since. So I'm hoping without the exposure, it won't be such a concern.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. Are there any specific moisturisers or emollient washes that you were prescribed or you bought that you found worked?
Yeah, we went through quite a range of them, and after seeing the eczema nurse, she said, we'll try this one now, it's a bit of trial and error. Use Epiderm, which is the emollient that we use to wash him with every time he has a bath, and we use Aveeno as a moisturiser, and they're both on prescription.
What would you suggest to someone who's going through similar, trying to figure out what their child's allergic to and their child has eczema, what would you suggest them to do?
I definitely think joining some of the online support groups, because there's so much knowledge there. And it's not used a great deal because I suppose doctors don't know that there are such groups on Facebook, and you don't necessarily think of it as the first line of support, do you? But having the chance to meet other parents on there who have been through the same kind of trial and error process, they can say, well, this worked for me, and you can try it. And as long as you're not doing anything drastically medical, you're not going to cause a problem, hopefully you'll be able to make things better.
And how has your doctors been throughout this process?
We haven't had a huge amount of contact with the doctors about it.
Okay.
The first allergy was pretty much, I didn't know any better, so I took him straight down to the doctors, and probably I should have been taking him to the hospital. Now, I had a swelling reaction, and they sent us off to the pharmacy with a prescription for Pyriton, which fortunately did clear it up, but I think for any other parents, I would say it would be much better just to go directly to the hospital in that kind of instance to save yourself a lot of stress. The doctors have been fine. They referred us to the allergy clinic. We went down there and we had the necessary appointments and the tests, and we were prescribed EpiPens. We then had a follow-up appointment about the other allergies, but then we were discharged once they were confident that I knew when and how to use the EpiPen, and once they were confident that I knew enough to be carrying it with me at all times and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay. And then how have you been coping emotionally with all these changes and discovering new allergies? Is there something you've been putting in place to help you?
I don't know, really. I think obviously having supportive people around me is brilliant. Not everyone always understands it all of the time, and I think sometimes people might think I'm being overcautious. I don't know if they don't tell me to my face necessarily. but my husband's very supportive, and he is exactly the same as me, and we've obviously got this agreed method of how we deal with it and what we will and won't give him. So knowing that we've got that as a family unit is really helpful.
That's great. And what have you decided together? What is, because it sounds like an action plan, really, that you've got for your son.
Yeah, it pretty much is. It's just mitigating the risk as much as possible, really. I know some people have a strategy where they say, well, we're still going to have May contains products. Personally, I see that as not a choice that I want to make for someone who's too young to make that decision for himself. When he's older, he may choose to eat those products and take the risk. I don't know what you do yourself, but I know there are people that do that.
Depends on my mood, actually. So for me, sometimes it depends how badly I need some chocolate as well.
Oh, no.
You know when you just need some chocolate. But no, I'm not so cautious on May contain. But once I've tried one and it's got a May contain, then I'm cautious about first trying something with a May contain. But I'm worse with peanuts and Brazil nuts. Shouldn't have the rest, but I haven't tested them really. But it's for me. But yeah, my mum was the same. We had no May contains until I could make the decision for myself.
Yeah.
Which is definitely a good way to go, I would say. And then how has your son been interacting with other people and telling them about his allergy?
Oh, he's a very confident three-year-old. he's very vocal. I'm proud to bits of him, but his language is very good for his age. So he does go around telling people, and he does make me laugh whenever he thinks that someone's accidentally giving him something that he shouldn't have. He will definitely tell them. I can't have beans, when a man came over in the restaurant serving his meal with beans on it. So he definitely knows, and I think he would give someone what for if they tried to give him something that he didn't have.
That's fantastic. And how have you managed that? Because it's down to you, definitely, I'm sure.
Oh, you mean how have we created that?
Well, how have you taught him to have such ownership over his allergy at 3 years old? Because some parents, children who have severe allergies like your son, don't have that ownership and they're still building it.
I don't know. Like I say, I think because he's had it since he was so young and he's always been around people asking me questions about it or saying, oh, can he have this? And we'd never hidden it. And I think it's quite a tough decision to make because you don't want your child to feel like they're the odd one out.
Yeah.
But equally, they need to know that they can't just dive in and eat everything that's on the table. So I think just being around it all the time and, you know, probably hearing grandma and nana asking questions about it or at parties, being aware that we're checking things. Sorry, that is the school bell. Over very quickly. So being around people that are checking, probably hearing people at nursery giving instructions about it and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Ah, so he's quite observant then.
Yeah, you could say that. I can't get away with anything. I tried to give him hummus one day because I thought I'd quite like to check if he can eat chickpeas. I don't know if he can tolerate it or not.
Yeah.
I got the hummus out and put it on a breadstick and he just started very, very adamant, "Mummy, I can't eat that. It will make me sick." So I think he must have heard someone else saying that he probably couldn't have it.
And you have two children, don't you?
I do.
And then is it just your son who has allergies?
Yeah, that's right. My one-year-old doesn't appear to have any allergies at the moment. We haven't had tests because they said we had to trial and error it rather than having tests for him.
Okay.
So far he is eating normally.
Well, that's good. That's good. That makes it a little bit easier. And how, have you thought about, or have you needed to teach your one-year-old about looking after their brother and his allergies?
We're probably not quite there yet. We're probably still at the just about fighting over a toy stage. I think that time will probably come where I need to make sure that they're working as a team on it.
Yeah.
He is obviously going to have to be aware that he can't bring certain things into the house, mm-hmm. And that checks need to be made. So that's probably going to be a challenge a bit further down the line.
And have you decided to have a completely allergen-free home, or do you still have nuts and legumes in the house?
We do have some things in the house. All our cupboards obviously have child locks on them anyway, so at the moment he can't access those again. As time goes on, that's going to be something else to consider. we don't have things like we used to have, I suppose, bags of peanuts or cashews or things like that, which we just don't have anymore. I have got a contraband jar of peanut butter in my top cupboard. The purpose of that is just to feed some to my baby now and then to make sure that I'm stopping him from having exposure to it. So we do have the odd things, and I think at the moment he probably wouldn't touch something without knowing that it was safe or checking with me, but I'm sure some kind of rebellion will come in future, so we might have to be a bit more careful.
Well, I know with my mum, because we didn't have an allergen free home, so my mum loves peanut butter.
Me too.
And she my mum's been always of the mind that just because I'm allergic doesn't mean that she has to give it up. And then also, so we had a box of nuts, we had a jar of peanut butter, but I always knew where they were. And also, they were of the mind that there is no safe environment. So for me, growing up with anaphylaxis to tree and groundnuts, I really needed to be aware of where these allergens could come up in their different forms, and my mum calls it her Sleeping Beauty theory, that if Sleeping Beauty knew what a spinning wheel was, she wouldn't have pricked her finger on it.
Good point.
So that was her reasoning, and actually from my experience, my parents also had cashews and pistachios, and there were always certain ways of eating it in the house to protect me, so certain bowls, and they went straight in the dishwasher and they were, you know, blasted with heat and kill any allergens. But also since then, I know that I've had times where I've accidentally bitten into a chocolate bar with almonds in, because I've been told it doesn't have nuts, but through the crunch I knew it was a nut and not like a crystallized fruit or something candied. And that was purely because of hearing my parents and my brother eat nuts. I recognised the sound. It was funny.
Okay. So it's almost intuitive then.
Yeah, and then I don't like the smell either. The smell makes me feel sick. And actually knowing the smell means that I'm very aware very quickly. And I know when I walked in, I was in school one time, and I walked into a room and I was like, this smells like peanut butter. Opened all the windows, closed the door and left, and then told everyone the windows are staying open until it doesn't smell like peanut butter anymore. And then came back and it was fine.
That's really good though, to know that you've got that kind of instinct and you can smell it and you know that it's there. And that sort of gives me a bit of hope that he'll be able to manage it himself when he's older.
Not like he isn't managing it already.
I know, there's me thinking I'm in charge.
No, if he's managing it at three, I think that gives a lot of hope and comfort to a lot of parents of younger children, that by three, you know, you can have a grasp on your allergy, and even though he can't read, he knows that he can say no and really say no to an adult, which is often sometimes very hard for a child. I think it was quite difficult for me, but my parents made sure I could say no, and they'd support me in that. Yeah, and I have an allergen-free home now, but that's because it's my home and I don't live at my parents'.
So yeah, of course.
That's my decision, and yeah. So it sounds like you're doing the right thing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I don't think you ever really know, and everybody copes with it slightly differently, don't they?
Yeah.
But as he gets older, as I say, I'm sort of quite proud of how he's growing up and how aware he is, so that does make me feel better, because I feel like I'm not completely on my own in it.
Yeah, that's really nice. Does it, like, do you find, has it changed your relationship? Like, well, I don't know, he hasn't ever known anything different, but in some ways, is your relationship stronger because of it, because you've got that bond?
I don't know, because he's my first son, so I think he was always very, very, you know, you wrap them in cotton wool and you can't imagine ever being away from them and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It makes me, I suppose, worry about him in ways that I wouldn't worry about a child without an allergy. So my one-year-old, for example, I don't have any anxiety around his meal times, or I would let him go and eat at someone else's house and I wouldn't be concerned. And I suppose that's a major difference, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much. I have one more question before we wrap up, which is, what advice would you give to a parent who's new to the world with allergies?
I think the main thing is that it is manageable. It's not the end of the world. It will open you up to a whole new world of knowledge and worries and online friends and support that you didn't know existed. But yeah, just that it is manageable, and it won't always feel as much of a nightmare as it does the first time it happens. And that preventing exposure is the way forward, really, and whatever you decide as a family to have as your action plan, if you like, going forward, has to be what works for you.
That's great. Thank you so much. I think there's a lot of information, and I think stories as well, for other parents who, they're going to know that it is possible for a three-year-old to tell anyone and everyone what he or she is allergic to, and that makes it easier on a parent. So thank you so much, Donna.
Thank you.
It's been great having you on.
So that was Donna Patterson talking about how she has raised an incredibly confident little boy. And I'm really hoping that he carries this on and he keeps this confidence with his allergy and this real ownership of it as he develops into an older child, a teenager, and an adult. So, next episode, it will be Boxing Day and Christmas Day will be over. What are you doing for Christmas? I hope you're having a lovely time and celebrating all your allergy wins. Next week, we'll have a slightly different episode for you. It'll be quite a personal one, actually, because a little while ago, I did some interviews with my mum. I also did some with both my parents. But next week, I will be sharing with you my allergy story from my allergy mum. So until then, here is wishing you a very Merry Christmas. I hope you have a lovely time with your family, enjoying all the free-from treats. I know there have been loads that have been circling around Facebook and Twitter. So I hope you have a glorious day with lots of amazing food, lots of safe food. Have a wonderful day, and I will be speaking to you on Boxing Day. Bye-bye for now.
You have been listening to the Eat Allergy Safe podcast by Nina Modak. If you want to help other people with allergies discover this podcast, then please rate it in iTunes. It only takes a few seconds. Your rating could make the crucial difference in letting a fellow allergy sufferer find out that they're not alone and help is available. Thank you.